If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. For we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If it is giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. For we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast. Podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Hi, and welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you tune in to my show. The scripture reading today from the NIV is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 6, and reads thusly. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. The word of the Lord. When each of us were born, we were blessed with a gift or multiple gifts. Our gifts were given to us by the grace of God. God has given us these gifts so we can build up his church. And in doing so, he wants us to use our gifts effectively. And therefore, to be effective, we must realize that all gifts and abilities come from God. We must understand that not everyone has the same gifts. And we must know who we are and know what it is that we do best. Every effort should be made to dedicate our gifts to God's service and not to our own self-edification. We should be faithful in using our gifts and looking diligently for ways to serve others by using the gifts that God has given to us. Some have been given the gift of teaching. Teachers are clear thinkers. They teach that which precedes or that which comes before, and then they teach that which follows or comes afterwards. Put simply, they teach first things first and go on to the next thing in a sequential order. Some have the gift of helps, which means they make it easier for someone to do something by offering one service or resources. The gift of helps. There are those who have the gift of hospitality. They are friendly and generous in receiving and entertaining guests, visitors, or strangers. Then there are those who are encouragers, and they know how to motivate others. Individuals who have the gift of prophecy faithfully and boldly teach and preach God's word, and the message is applied to a particular audience. Now, this list of gifts is very far from being complete. Understand now that it would be very difficult for one person to embody all of the gifts. However, when you identify your own gift, that is if you haven't done so already, pray and ask God and others how you can best use them. Also realize that your gifts can't do the work of the church alone, all by yourself. Can't be done. Embrace people whose gifts are different from yours. Let your strengths balance their weaknesses and vice versa. Also, realize that together you can build Christ's church. Realize that all gifts and abilities come from God. There are people who are multi-gifted and those who are multi-talented, but no one individual embodies all of the gifts. Dedicate your gifts to God's service and serve others by using the gifts that God has given you. All dedicated gifts and services can build up Christ's church. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a wonderful and majestic God. We confess that we have not always dedicated our gifts and talents to you. Thank you for forgiving us in our selfishness and helping us to understand how to serve you with our gifts and talents and how your church can be built up. We pray for the lost who are gifted and are talented, that they be drawn to your Son. And we pray that those who are lost accept your Son, accept him as their Lord and Savior. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The closing song is entitled, We All Have Gifts to Share, by Monica Rose.
We all have gifts to share, everyone, everywhere. Let the truth be told, miracles unfold. We all have gifts to share.
Everyone else. You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.